SUNY ESF will soon have a new president for the first time in more than a decade. WRVO's Ryan Delaney introduces us to the man who will take control of the college at the start of the year.
Dr. Quentin Wheeler will return to Central New York in January from teaching at Arizona State University. Before that, he cut his teeth as a professor at Cornell University in Ithaca, where he stayed for a quarter century. He says for a scientist, the forests of upstate New York are a good place to be.
Historically, it's always been seen as sort of America's wilderness, and being a scientist who's interested in biological diversity, those forests are just incredibly diverse.
Wheeler is an entomologist by trade, a scientist that studies bugs. He takes credit for the names of more than 100 different types of beetles. He will take over the College of Environmental Science and Forestry in Syracuse from Neil Murphy, who oversaw the public college for 13 years. Wheeler says he wants to make sure ESF continues to stand out in a growing field of colleges that offer environmental studies.
Perhaps the most promising way of doing that is stepping back and asking what are the most important questions facing science and society, and then plot a course to try to tackle those.
ESF often stands in the shadow of the larger Syracuse University next door, which helped start the college 100 years ago. SU is also going through a transition to new leadership. Kent Siverud will take over the university in January. Wheeler says that offers a great advantage for both maintaining the relationship and looking for new opportunities. As for some of ESF's quirkier traditions, like no walking across the quad in an effort to preserve the green space, he says he'll try his best.
Have you heard this story?
I have read about that, and I will certainly police myself to make sure I conform to tradition there.
Wheeler calls ESF's campus, tucked on the back of the University Hill, a gem. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.